Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Salim.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my dear friends, what a program we have for you today. Michelle Swinnick is back with us. We're giving you daily updates, by the way, on this whole election situation in Maricopa County and in Arizona, and Michelle continues to uncover more and more and more graft and corruption in Arizona, and we're going to keep bringing it to you. This is a long way from being over. We'll also have for you a censor track, and yours truly it has experienced the ban. So it continues. I'm still under restriction. I was given a 40-hour Facebook restriction about 65 hours ago. And and I'm still under the 40-hour restriction. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Elon Musk has fired James Baker, the former FBI counsel at Twitter, for basically blocking his demand that his own company that he owns release documents that show that they interfered with the Hunter Biden laptop situation. Plus, you have, you know, as we said, in Arizona, you have the Secretary of State out there, Hobbs, who's been caught red-handed using her office as Secretary of State in the state of Arizona to essentially warn Twitter that they better not be putting out any information that, you know, that she doesn't like. Okay. Wow. I don't know. I didn't realize we were living in Nazi Germany. I was unaware of that fact. Obviously, I'm a little bit behind the times. But yeah, that seems to be the case. Let's see. Also, speaking of individuals that have come from those kinds of backgrounds, Murray Sabrin will be with us today, and top economist. We'll talk about capitalism and free enterprise and things of that nature, and his experience. He's written an experience of coming to America as an immigrant and starting at the lowest of levels and moving his way up. Rick Manning, my co-host, joins me for that. Emery McClinton will be with us. California's reparations, we'll talk about that through the eyes of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, along with, another Elon Musk decision, and that has to do with Ye, or Kanye, or I don't know. That's such a sad story. You know, I had a personal experience with Kanye back in 2005 when he came to the Houston Astrodome during Katrina, and I was media at the time with my Holy Hip Hop show, and saw him there and was going to do an interview, and his people said, no, we don't want any media. Please don't tell anybody he's here. He's not here for that. He's here to find out how he can help. And I thought that was really neat. I don't know. But, you know, he's also shared some things about how twisted things are in the world in which he has lived, and some of the things that have happened. And we know that some of those are very, very real. The evil that we face as a nation. So, there you go. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Emery McClinton joins me to talk about all those things, including Elon Musk and their invitation to Elon to sit down and meet together with Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Well, listen, joining me now, as we do each Wednesday, and this is a real highlight and joy of my week. I stole the words out of his mouth because I know he says that to me every time, and I'm really pleased about that. My very dear friend, our constitutional originalist, Mr. David Shostakis. David, welcome.
Thank you so much, Greg. It is good to be here, and I'm glad it's a highlight of your week as well. That way I don't have to say what I normally say as an introduction. It is a little chilly here. We're getting to be actual hockey weather. We're doing some things regarding we're dressing up partially for the Blackhawks to go along with the actual first indispensable American, George Washington, over my shoulder. And so it's great to be here. It's great to hear these other things. Although I've just learned something in the last couple of minutes I have never heard before about Holy Hip Hop, and we're going to have to talk about that someday. You know, you're gonna have to keep me into Holy Hip Hop. That actually brings Batman and Robin to mind. I can just go seeing Batman kind of swinging in on a Kanye event, and Robin going, "Holy Hip Hop, Batman!" It's very interesting. Never heard that phrase before.
Well, there you go, brother. There you go. I see. That's why you joined me on Wednesday, so that you can pick up a new term here and there.
Absolutely. We're gonna this morning later in court. If I have problems with the judge, I'm gonna go, holy hip hop, Your Honor. it's just gonna be crazy.
I love it. Oh man, we're gonna have to film that one. I just want to see the look on the judge's face. He said, "What did you say? Are you in? Wait a minute. I'm gonna hold you in. I think I'm gonna hold you in contempt. I'm not even sure.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not certain what I'm gonna do with that."
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. All right, well, let's get right to it. SCOTUS has had a very, very busy schedule. There's another religious freedom case, but it's really more, this one has been argued more on the basis of free speech rather than freedom of religion. There is that element that is a part of it. But as I looked at the breakdown and how the arguments went, it seemed to me that they did a lot more arguing about artistic expression and free speech.
Yeah, that's exactly right on this case. And there's so many of these cases that actually shouldn't be couched that way. The folks that are trying to impose and make people deliver services to people that they choose not to are trying to put these where people produce things like websites or cakes or even say dresses or other kinds of things that are the expression of their ability to create things. They're trying to equate that with, say, a restaurant. That is a common carrier that everybody from the public can walk in, get service, and then walk out, as opposed to creating something that's individual to whatever is going on. In this instance, they're talking about somebody that's a web designer, and a web designer, of course, creates art in any number of ways, and that it gets expressed on the web. And one of the flip side of government of free speech. Flip side of the First Amendment, where the First Amendment clearly says, you know, the government cannot interfere or limit your speech. The government cannot also compel your speech. And that's really what it comes down to, is compelled speech. And it's crazy how these things go on for hundreds of pages when the issue is really that straightforward. Can the government compel you to say something you choose not to say? And the answer historically always has been no, they cannot. And so these local authorities that are trying to say, well, you have to support a lifestyle or some other kind of activity in which you do not believe, they're just way out of line. They're way out of bounds. It's not like if a gay couple walks into a restaurant and says, I want some bacon and eggs, and they make bacon and eggs for everybody in the world.
Right.
You know, you can't deny them bacon and eggs on the basis of the fact that they're gay. But if they say, well, I want you to, they walk into your shop and say, I want you to design this for me and put bells and whistles and essentially participate in the celebration of what it is that we want to do, and you do not believe in it, that's compelled speech. Significantly different than serving breakfast.
Well, even if they want, or if they walked into the restaurant and said, I want you to create a plate that celebrates my wedding or my gay marriage.
Sure.
I mean, theoretically, that would have the same impact.
That would have the same implication to be doing something that you do other than you do
normally.
Anybody else,
right?
But as a common carrier.
Right.
I don't know if the restaurant's even so good. It's, let's say, if you're an Uber driver and you take somebody from point A to point B, and the gay couple gets in your Uber, and you say, well, you're gay, I don't want to take you anyplace. And I suspect that they could even take them, say, well, we need a transportation to our wedding. I think it'd probably be problematic for the Uber driver to say, well, I'm not going to take you to your wedding. The idea is it's from point A to point B, and that's the service,
right?
And that's what you provide to anybody in the entire world.
The interesting thing when you bring up the speech piece as it relates to this, and government, having a part in it, I had Jay Fick on yesterday. Jason Fick on yesterday. I'll get it right in a second. I had Jason Fick on yesterday, and we were talking about Section 230, and he's got a big lawsuit situation going on regarding Section 230 and Facebook and so on at the moment. And one of the things that's a part of that is the that a corporation is an extension of the government, because who gives the corporation life? The corporation only exists because the state sanctions it. The state breathes life into a corporation, into a public corporation. The state breathes life into it. And so, therefore...
That's a true concept, that, in fact, a corporation, any corporation, an LLC, any number of legal organizations, the government provides a legal structure for people to group together to accomplish certain things.
So
and that's that's what he's speaking of. Yes.
Well, and so for that under that premise, then because one of the things that we've been watching happen is we've been watching these quote unquote woke corporations trample all over people's constitutional rights. And the claim has been, well, we're not the government, we're a company. Now hang on, we're gonna have to go into this break.
Okay.
But when we get back, this is a significant thing to discuss, and we'll be back to talk about it right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so the question and It might even be something to bring Jason on to have him, to have you and he, have the conversation directly. But my understanding, as I'm understanding what the premise of what's being discussed, and again, this has to do with the Section 230, where you have the entities like the Facebooks and the Twitters and what have you, in particular, those are the biggest ones, who are using Section 230 as a cover
shield.
As a shield to censor, and the. I guess the legal argument is that Jason and his team are making is that they are acting, Twitter and Facebook, they are acting as government agents, and therefore
they very well could be, and they could be, and that could be the background behind it, in terms of what we've seen in terms of some of the Twitter files. And the weekly meetings that the Twitter was having with FBI agents regarding issues involved with the 2020 election, certainly, it's funny. A lot of the people that are saying, "Oh, there's nothing there," that it is a private corporation. They fail to realize, of course, the FBI is an arm of the government. Having the FBI provide them with direction on how to go is, in fact. And then executing the FBI's direction is, in fact, a violation of the Constitution, because now Twitter is doing something that the FBI itself is prohibited from doing. So utilizing a third party or a corporation to execute something as a government activity that the government is prohibited from is a constitutional violation.
All right, so let me...
Go ahead.
Well, so let me bring it back this way. In the case, for example, of churches, since 1965, I believe it is, was when Lyndon Johnson instituted the federal income tax regulations, the 501c3 idea or concept, because prior to that, that did not exist.
The Johnson Amendment was in the 1950s.
Yes, that's right. When he ran for senator. Yeah. And it was because the first time that he ran for senator, thank you for that. First time that he ran for senator here in Texas, he lost, and he lost in large part due to conservative voices rising up within churches. And so when he made it in, he made it his first priority was to silence those voices so the church could never interfere, in particular with him personally and his ideology making it through. That leads me to, that has been the chill that has been placed, and it has literally changed the doctrine. It has created heretical doctrine in the church because the federal government is telling the church what it can and cannot preach, in complete and total contradiction to what the Word of God actually says.
Absolutely. No, the Johnson Amendment was, is, and always has been unconstitutional. And it's and to my knowledge, I do not know of a church in which against it's actually been enforced. But it has had the chilling effect because no church wants to challenge it. However, it's also very interesting that it has never had any effect or impact on what comes out of the pulpits in minority churches. Black and Latino pastors have never cared about the Johnson Amendment, and nobody has paid any attention to it. So it's problematic. It should not exist. I was at a congressional hearing regarding the Johnson Amendment when Catherine Engelbrecht was testifying. I was there with Catherine and Greg, and it's just that they are still looking for ways to get rid of it, and it should be gotten rid of. But nobody has challenged it in the court. I do not know why, but it certainly should be because there is no. The only reason it exists is, in fact, to chill free speech.
And so I guess that also is tied into the debate as it relates to corporation. And I do understand, having owned businesses, I understand the difference between a public corporation and a private corporation. And I think part of the argument that Jason is talking about has to do also with public accommodations and things of that nature. But again, a lot of those are directly tied to the government. The government saying that if you're going to be a public entity, then you're going to have to behave in this certain manner. We're essentially going to tell you, and we were talking in the first break, and we're going to go into a break again. We were talking in that first break about the ESG, which is that environmental social governance, and the government is creating scores. They are essentially mandating that corporations are going to behave in a certain way, very much in line with China's scores that it gives businesses and corporations over there under the Chinese Communist Party. And I know you've got a lot to say on this. Tease it about 15 seconds, if you can. Go ahead and tease
it. The issue, I hope people don't misunderstand when you say a public corporation. A public corporation is not something that's owned by the public. It's not like a government corporation. It's not like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that is actually operated by the company. So the term public is something that we need to talk about when we come back.
You got it.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, let's talk about a couple other things that are in front of the court.
Let's finish up with the issue of public.
I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
We were teasing that just before the break when you're talking about public corporations and private corporations. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer because when we say public corporation, it's a term of legal art. Public corporation doesn't mean that it's run by the government.
Right.
Public corporation means that is how the ownership is put together, and that the shares and stock of a corporation are traded publicly. They're traded on a public exchange, whether it's the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, or otherwise. That's a definition, legal definition of a public corporation. They have to follow certain kinds of rules and have certain kinds of transparency to enable investors to make an appropriate decision. Private corporation is owned by a small number. Closely held and is not available for public sale. There's something that would be government corporation, something like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. It's primarily owned by the government. It's not something that's owned by somebody else for that for their participation. I think that's really important when you have this discussion to understand that the term public corporation doesn't mean the same as we have a public park, right? That means anybody can come and use it, and it's actually run by and owned by the government. A public corporation, that's not the situation. It is a group still of private individuals who own the corporate stock. And so I think it's important for people to understand that just because you say public corporation, that doesn't mean that it belongs to the public. That just means the nature of the stock and how it's traded and how it operates.
Yeah, and then you get into deciding at what point, again, are we actually defended? Are our rights actually defended?
Rights actually defended, and to what extent that that corporation becomes so big that, in fact, it has more of a relationship with the government than it does with the with their stockholders. Yeah. And that's a, and that's been a part and parcel of the problem. It's amazing how somebody like Twitter would, in fact, shut out, oh, I don't know, it's large as that, shut out President Trump. Any regularly normal public corporation operates for the purpose of enhancing the stock value of its stockholders. And shutting off a product, if you will, say President Trump's tweets that bring 84 million members of the audience to the company is certainly contrary to the interests of the stockholders. And these are fairly complex problems, but in essence, unless they are taking direction and executing government policy that the government cannot do on its own, they can't, they're free to ban President Trump because, in fact, while we say it's a public corporation, it's actually a conglomerate of ownership of private individuals.
Yeah.
And so they are free to do that unless they're executing and taking direction from the government.
All right. I want to get into a couple of these others. The conservative justices do seem poised to side with the web designer. And the title of it on the SCOTUS blog is "Who Opposes Same-Sex Marriage," and I guess that's a reality. I mean, she holds the same opinion that I do, that that biblically I would not endorse it, and I wouldn't endorse it not because I don't like homosexual people, but I'm not going to endorse something if I firmly believe that the ramifications of sin are an eternal ticket to hell. I don't want anybody going there. Anyone.
Yeah, well, those are all good reasons for doing it. But the fact is, you know, again, as we opened up, compelled speech. The government should not be in a position to say you must say something.
Yeah.
And I don't really care the reasons that you choose not to. It doesn't matter. The issue, at least in this instance, is whether or not the government can compel you to say something you choose. You just simply choose not to. Whether or not you have any. And that's why religion is not really at the forefront of the arguments, as you mentioned.
And it's not. And I'm aware that it's not. I'm going to tell you that I find that unfortunate. Because religion is the very First Amendment, and the freedom of it, and the Christian stance that is our nation's history, and the fact that that is no longer given its position, is a destruction of our freedoms, because freedom begins with a conscience of knowing the difference between right and wrong, and the removal of it has paved the way for the destruction of the conscience. And I was talking with this with Michelle Swinnick on the program yesterday. We were going through the different generations. And really, the last generation that had a really strong sense of conscience was the baby boomer generation that they now say, you know, was born in 1964 was the last year. It used to be 1962. And that is, just so that folks understand, that's by plan. The Communist Party's plan is to destroy the conscience of our nation.
You're absolutely right. However, the what I say about the compelled speech situation. The reason that that exists is to protect the values that you speak of. But to have it expressed in non-religious terms allows it to be a general rule applicable across the board to all Americans in all matters of conscience. And so I'm not so sure, and I understand why you would like to see that religion would be part and parcel of this argument, but I would suggest that that might actually kind of muddy the argument and allow for attacks on the morality and the issues involved in religion when they're not there. What's there is the limitation on government for compelled speech, and the underlying value of those limitations is to protect the kinds of things you speak of.
Right. Then you go back to the Obergefell decision, which I know substantive due process is something that Clarence Thomas brought up that put that in place, and that's the reason why this Respect for Marriage Act, which actually was, I believe, voted on yesterday in the House. I didn't hear the results of that particular vote, but they were going to vote on that yesterday, and what that does is that codifies the idea of same-sex marriage or homosexual marriage. But
yeah, which, by the way, this whole idea about that going on, the principle of it, of course, Dobbs, was in fact that family matters are not the business of the federal government. And so this Respect for Marriage Act is completely contrary to Dobbs and all the principles involved there. So, and regarding substantive due process, nobody knows what that is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Justice Thomas's point, is nobody knows what substantive due process is. We didn't know what it was in law school 35 years ago. Well, nobody knows what it is today.
All right. Let's jump, because we're going to run out of time, and I want to get this one in. High-stakes election case. Justices decide validity of independent state legislature theory. Are you familiar with that case?
I have some familiarity with that theory. I understand that was certainly something that we were trying to educate the legislators on in post-2020. That was one of the reasons I testified in Pennsylvania.
So there is a case called Moore versus Harper. And the theory rests on two provisions. Provision directly at issue in Moore Article 1 Election Clause says that times, place, and manner of congressional elections shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. Similarly, Article 2 says the state shall appoint presidential electors for the Electoral College in such manner. Proponents of the theory argue that under the plain text of those two clauses, state courts are not authorized to supervise how state legislatures run elections for Congress or the president. So in 2020, Supreme Court turned down a request by Pennsylvania Republicans to fast-track their challenge to a ruling by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that, relying on the state constitution, extended the deadline for absentee ballots in the general election. An opinion that accompanied the court's order, Justice Samuel Alito suggested that the state Supreme Court extend the deadline for counting ballots, likely violating the Article I Elections Clause. Moore began as a challenge in state court to a new congressional map adopted by North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature in early November 2021. And so that seems to be, I guess, the juxtaposition of this particular case. But it's, there we go.
That's the essence of it. The idea behind it is the provisions that you just spoke of. And those provisions, as they stand, do not say that they do not provide a participation of the legislature or the judicial when it comes to the conduct of elections involving federal offices.
All right.
And that, in fact, go ahead.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about that case, because again, these are some significant cases
significant.
Going forward that are going to have a great deal to do with a lot of the issues that you and I individually are gonna be participating in, whether it's elections, whether it's how we manage and run our businesses, lots of different things of that nature. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look,
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years.
There we go. All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so this election case that we're talking about, one of the quotations in the blog says, the Supreme Court has never endorsed the independent state legislature theory in a majority opinion, but the theory made an appearance in a concurring opinion by then Chief Justice William Rehnquist in Bush versus Gore, the case that halted the recount in Florida in the 2000 presidential election. In an opinion joined by Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, Rehnquist set out his view that the state court's recount conflicted with the deadline set by the state legislature and thus violated the legislature's authority under Article II Electors Clause. In 2020, the Supreme Court turned down a request by Pennsylvania Republicans to fast-track their challenge to a ruling by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, relying on the state constitution, extended the deadline for absentee ballots in the general election. In an opinion that accompanied the court's order, Justice Samuel Alito, joined by Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, suggested that the state Supreme Court's decision to extend the deadline for counting ballots likely violated the Article I Elections Clause. Moore began as a challenge in state court to a new congressional map adopted by North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature in early November 2021, and so that's the basis of this particular argument, has to do with the drawing the lines, if you will. But what it flows back to, I guess, is the authority of state legislatures to define the terms and conditions of an election in their state.
That's exactly what it comes down to, although the redistricting question is a little bit different because there's a whole lot of other law that's developed around redistricting as opposed to what was going on in Pennsylvania in November 2020. Because in fact there was what it, and that was like the Wild West, and that's not supposed to be. I was there, And there was different things going on every day because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was making up rules as it goes along. And there's something that I was part and parcel of trying to explain to state legislators, particularly in Pennsylvania, what their authority was. And what's the interesting thing about that original case in Pennsylvania was that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania relied on the Pennsylvania Constitution when the authority for the state legislators derives from the United States Constitution. It does not derive from the Pennsylvania Constitution. And consequently, you cannot use the state constitution to overrule the United States Constitution. And so I don't think this question has ever squarely been put to the United States Supreme Court before, because we've never had such interference by both the executive and the judicial branch in just saying these rules don't apply. You don't have to count, you don't have to verify signatures. The dates that the legislature said don't count anymore. We've never had this vast interference by both the executive and the judicial that took place beginning in 2020 and has continued going on.
Interesting.
And I expect that this issue will be very, very important for the Supreme Court to decide.
All right. Very quickly, as we close this out, I'm going to completely shift gears. The Trump Organization yesterday was found guilty on all counts and charges of fraud in their trial that took place in Washington, D.C. Daily Caller has written an article about this, and in the Daily Caller, one of the things that they talk about is the timing of the special counsel that was put into place. It was stated by the judge as the jury was going into deliberations or in that process that President Trump was not on trial in this case and that they needed to remember that. But it's also very clear that with the special counsel and some of the other maneuvers that have taken place, there seems to be a very strong indication that President Trump may well be facing an indictment in the coming weeks. Because it just seems as though that is the case. How far do they push this, do you think, David?
I have no idea. I can't get into the minds of these people. There are folks that I've spoken to actually in Washington that do in fact expect some sort of indictment of the president in coming weeks, in the very near term. I'm not in the prediction business, Greg, and I don't have any real insight. It's amazing from time to time that people ask about predictions about what are crazy people going to do.
Well, no. Let me rephrase this. And now we've only got a few, not very long left to do. But legally speaking, truly, purely legally speaking, is there really anything for them to be making these maneuvers predicated on? Is there any really, is there a legitimate basis?
To my knowledge, it's a continuation of the fraudulent attacks on Mr. Trump that we've seen since 2015. It's just an ongoing thing. And the unfortunate part about all that is it appears as though they're winning in terms of the 1,000 cuts and all the people that, in fact, still continue to support Mr. Trump's policies. They are getting fatigued of the ongoing controversies that swirl around him that he's had nothing to do to create. And this is the really sad thing, is that it's ongoing, and it's finally seeming, after 7 years, to begin to have some impact and success, that a lot of the folks that support the president are just themselves tired as well. It's amazing that he's not.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that. That was more my question. Huh?
Christmas. Creating the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
Constitutional soundbites. Give the Constitution Declaration of Independence for Christmas. If you haven't gotten copies for your friends and neighbors yet, get copies of my books, Constitutional Soundbites, Creating the Declaration of Independence. Then you'll know some of what we're talking about.
At shestokas.com, you can click on it and you can see that listed right here on the screen. right underneath David Shostokas' name. Shostokas.com is the website, and there is a link at my website for it in the number in the top blog for today. And if you were on the email list, you got that email. I'll be back with more. Hour number two coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.